When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time to chat with Jared Sandler about these Rangers getting three in a row against the Royals over the weekend. Chris Young show's coming up at 4:20. We'll talk with him then. And we have a sports hodgepodge coming up at 3 o'clock with the Chief. Jared Sandler joins us now here on The Fan. Buddy, how the heck are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well on next weekend.
Yeah, we did. You know, it's game seven, Rangers sweep, almost perfect weather. It was hard to not love that weekend, Sands, but it's awesome to be here with you and getting ready for this card series, and we'll talk about that, tonight's matchup and all that. But do you think it's possible we could see Langford or Seager by midweek if they play in Frisco tomorrow? Would that be too soon, you think?
You know what? That'd be a great question for CY. I would love to know the answer to that one, too. I think with Wyatt, it's possible. It depends on how quickly they want to rush him, or I shouldn't say rush him, how quickly they want to progress him and what things they need to see. You know, he played the field, yesterday, Saturday, Sunday. So I think he played the field yesterday, right, if I'm not mistaken. You know, it's a universal off day today, and so he'll be back at it tomorrow. I think that it would be very realistic for Wyatt Langford to be back before the team hits the road next week going to Kansas City. And I think, you know, with Corey, it's kind of unprecedented with Corey. I don't know that he's gone. Maybe he's gone on one rehab assignment since he's been.
Hasn't in three years.
But he's usually, what's that?
He hasn't in 3 years. This is his first minor league stint.
So I was going to say, we don't really see him do this much. So I don't know. You know, what boxes he needs to check. I'd say this, Gavin, the fact that they're both, you know, or Corey's about to start a rehab assignment, Wyatt's already started one. I think we should see Wyatt by the end of the week. And if Corey's not back by the end of the week, then I think we'd see him in Kansas City.
Listening to Skip talk about it, he said he's ready as a hitter, but he just wants to see him play defense and reach for the ball and make sure everything is okay. I don't know, Sam, I don't know if I'm buying that, and I don't want to put you in a weird situation with Skip, but to me it's like, let's get him down there and see if he can get some confidence and get on a roll before he comes back to the big leagues. Am I crazy for thinking that?
It's a good point. I don't know. The only thing I would say is I don't think that Corey is ever lacking confidence. Not that he's like, you know, puff his chest guy, but like Corey's just kind of, I mean, a part of what makes him great is I don't think that he allows any, like, a lot of these guys ride the roller coaster, and Corey knows that he has struggled, right? It's not like Corey's oblivious to that. I just don't think he rides the mental roller coaster. I think it's the same reason why he performs so well in the playoffs, because I think a lot of guys dome themselves out, and I just don't think that any of that gets them. So it certainly wouldn't hurt, right, for him to see some results. But I really do believe that, you know, because of how intense the shortstop position is physically, that they just want to see his body recover and playing you know, whether it's five innings, seven innings, whatever the case might be. Because I know that people, you know, bag on baseball players because they do a lot of standing around and whatever. And, it's obviously a different level of conditioning than playing football or hockey or basketball. But there is something to, hey, I'm going to play seven innings of defense and I'm going to have to move my body in this way and that way and do it again. The same way golf is not, you know, a high-intense sport. I mean, they don't even carry their bags, at the professional level. But we've talked about how live tour players struggle in the fourth round because they're not used to that, you know, when they were doing the three-round bit. So I think it's just making sure that, you know, with it being the back, that he is properly conditioned. But to your point, Gavin, if he gets a little, wind behind his sails by, you know, hitting some balls out the yard in the minors, I mean, that certainly doesn't hurt.
Do you ever think that losing confidence or failure is a big part of overcoming for these guys?
Like, the ability to temper that, the loss of confidence?
Well, okay, so when you're hitting rock bottom and nothing's going your way and you lose confidence, it makes you rethink everything. And I think for a player that's getting older, that's kind of an important process to go through.
So I think that, I do think that there are guys. I mean, hey, let's look at Ezekiel Duran. He's not an older player, but and I wouldn't be fair for me to say he hit rock bottom per se. But I mean, the reality is the last couple of years, he just kind of hasn't, been a productive player. He hasn't really been someone that you were eager to write in the lineup. And now look at what he's done. And I do think that he has used the last few years as a realization that, hey, you know, I got to go on some sort of a fact-finding mission here to get back to where I was in 23 and what I can be. Same with Josh Young. I mean, Josh Young was, not very good last year. And, I think he used that and the beginning of this year, too, to, kind of get back on track. I think with Corey, it's just so tough. He is so unique, right? I think absolutely, Gavin, generally speaking, what you said is 100% correct. Now, that doesn't mean that guys are going to be able to...
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
When legacy automation starts impacting visibility and downtime, it may be time to consider modernization. Graybar's automation specialists work alongside your team to help you identify risks and map out realistic upgrade paths without unnecessary disruptions. Get started with a free health check of your operations and see what's possible. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Recapture, reclaim it. I do think that it is very tough for these guys to go about something a certain way for however many years and then have to reinvent themselves. We see it. And I think it's always impressive when guys are able to do that. I don't know if we're there with Corey yet, just because it's not like Corey's had a full year of struggles. We're talking about, a month and a half or so. But, perhaps if he comes back and he's not able to figure it out, then maybe he would need to rethink certain things. But I just don't know that we're there yet with him.
So what were your overall thoughts from this weekend, sweepy, as Elvis would say, against the Royals? They're able to put up 22 runs of offense. They got 22 consecutive scoreless innings. Obviously, being out there on Saturday was amazing with the comeback victory. You know, this is pretty amazing watching Jack. I mean, how do we carry this over to St. Louis and have success?
Well, yeah, it's got to start with Jacob deGrom. And, you know, Jacob did not have the best month of May. He's had a little bit of a tougher time on the road. Obviously, the home run ball has been an issue. It's got to start with him, right? You need to feel good about, hey, we've won three straight. Can we get on a roll? Oh, well, we got Jacob deGrom pitching tonight. Absolutely, right? You need to get back to that point. I mean, you got deGrom, you got Eovaldi, and you got Gore in this series, right? Like, these need to be, when you can line up those three in a series, you know, these need to be series wins if you can take advantage of it. It's not easy to win a series on the road, and the Cardinals are a good team. They're, you know, over 500 and, you know, what's been a very, very competitive NL Central. But gosh, you know, that's the foundation of this team was its rotation, right? So it starts with that, Zach. Now, offensively, I think just 7 of the 22 runs came via the home run ball. The Rangers did a great job of finding ways to score. We saw creativity. You know, we saw a hit and run yesterday. We've seen, you know, on Saturday, the attempted double steal that, you know, Salvador Perez, or was that Friday maybe? They threw the ball into the outfield. This was Friday. We've seen sack bunts in each of the last two games. And, you know, it's also where you are in the lineup. When you got, you know, Hellman and Lopez at the bottom of the lineup, guys with speed, guys who are not, you know, hitters with a track record, maybe you got to figure out ways to do things differently. And you put pressure on the other team. When you put pressure on the other team, you give yourself a better chance. And I think we saw that over that three-game series against the Royals.
How surprised are you that we're in the portion of the season where Jock Peterson is being intentionally walked?
Well, I'll say this, Eric. That's one of those like weird stats where I guess that, you know, it goes as an intentional walk, but he fell behind 3-0, the pitcher fell behind 3-0, and then, you know, Michael Wacha at that point is, you know, of the mindset, hey, I don't need to fight this uphill battle. I can instead walk Jock, load the bases. I'm a sinker baller, or I've got a good sinker. He's not, you know, a sinker baller in that. That's, you know, his only go-to. But let's try to get a double play with a slow runner coming up to bat next and Josh Young. So I think, you know, it's a little bit different, obviously, than just giving him the straight four-ball treatment.
Yeah.
But I do think, when I think about that, and that's a weird thing to say, right? I'm sure that could be a drop. You know, we talk about the game within the game, right? And one of the frustrations the last couple of years has been approach, or maybe lack thereof. The lack of thinking baseball in the box, not for everyone, and not for every, or for certain people every time, but in situations. So I want to use yesterday as an example. I thought of Josh Young really taking a step forward in that regard. He's been this way all year, but so Jock gets walked. Bases are loaded. Michael Wacha is looking for the double play. Josh Young knows that, right? He's aware. He knows what Michael Wacha's got. One of the things he's got is that sinker. Well, why is a sinker good? Because a sinker will dip below the barrel. You'll get on top of it. You'll hit a weak ground ball. Bam. That was a well-executed pitch by Michael Wacha. It was at the very bottom of the zone. It was a borderline strike. It's the type of pitch that usually leads to a ground ball. Josh Young knew clearly that's what he's going to try to do to me. And he got under it and was able to elevate it enough for a line drive. I just thought, you know, that's the type of pitch where if you're not thinking through it, you take the bait. It's an inning-ending double play. Instead, it's 6-0. He gets the two-run single. I just thought that was a really impressive job of hitting by Josh.
Sans, impressive stuff once again from you today, sir. We got 3 hours to go until the pregame. Have a good afternoon, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Sounds good, fellas. Take care.
Rangers Cards coming up here with McGreevy against DeGrom. Rangers looking for 4 in a row. We're fired up. You know, this is what we hope for when we left off on Friday after a disappointing week of baseball, that we could get to this point where they put themselves in a position here to get healthy this week and at least keep pace with the Mariners, who have won 6 in a row now. We got a Hodge coming up next, though, Chief. Where are you taking us?
Yeah, what happens next for the reigning champs? That's next year in the nation.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.